Friends with differences.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
The podcast. This is Heather.
Hello, I've been Evan's... here's something that came up the other day. I've known Evan for almost our entire life.
Yeah.
But how long have we actually been friends? Probably like 10 years.
One of the oldest adjacent person.
Exactly.
A friend for a good long time, too.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, we definitely...
There was a gap. But now,
for sure.
definitely.
We've had some great phases.
Great phases.
Yeah. All right, so for the people, when we talk about space, time, and Einstein's theory of relativity.
Where the heck is Kate Middleton? The concept of Survivor.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
What is it?
Tune in next week for an update. Yeah. And a whole bunch of stuff in between.
A lot of stuff in between.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Of course. Enjoy listening.
For sure. Peace.
Friends with differences. Friends with differences.
Cheers.
I was supposed to say to the Friends with Differences podcast, but that's okay.
It's okay. It's fine.
Cheers.
This is an off-brand podcast in general without Liam.
That's true. He hasn't been here much lately in season 2.
Ah.
But thank you for being here.
Of course.
Introducing Heather.
Hello.
To everybody.
Looking around.
To all the fans in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't... You lead. You lead, and I'll just talk.
Yeah, sure. Well, we were just talking about a whole bunch of old friends, and you brought up Jalen. Yeah. Shout out to Jalen for making the intro.
Heck yeah. It's really cool.
It's awesome. He's also making a song for the board game.
No really way! Yeah, okay.
But we play a Star Wars role-playing game.
Okay.
Called Force and Resistance, I believe.
Okay.
Every week. It's him and his fiance and Theo's brother.
Nice.
And Michael and Mason. It's awesome.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I play a Jedi Aqualish.
All right. You're saying a lot of things. I've never actually seen Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
But it sounds super fun.
What a banging start. You've never seen Star Wars?
I've also never seen Harry Potter.
This is going on the internet.
I know. Okay, there was a plan during COVID. There was a plan during COVID to get very inebriated, because I'm not going to say, and watch all 7. And you know what? Then certain somebody moved to Colorado, and it never happened. Connor Cunningham. Jeez.
Wow. I can't believe you'd do that.
I know. It never happened. But yeah.
That was supposed to be for Harry Potter?
Yeah. So now
yeah,
I've never seen them
all the way through either.
Have you seen all of them, though? In general?
No?
Okay.
No. No, I was supposed to watch them.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. I think it's just because they're not good movies, you know?
Ooh! If I'm outing myself, you're outing yourself here.
I'm just kidding. They're solid. They're definitely solid. I just suck at watching movies nowadays.
I suck at watching TV nowadays in general. But also, movies never have enough plot. Like, I want a TV show where
enough
I can get
plot.
Actually, like, invested. Because by the time I'm invested, there's, like, 20 minutes left in the movie. I'm like,
yo, you know what you need to watch? Survivor. I love Survivor. Me and Michael have been crushing Survivor.
Have you watched it all the way through?
Oh, no, not even
close.
Oh,
okay. I would say 46
seasons. We probably
watched,
like, 5 seasons or so.
Okay. Okay, honestly, though, you know how, like, growing up in school, you'd, like, play, like, Survivor as, like, a study game or something?
Sure.
And it's, like, you can kick people off or whatever? It doesn't make sense. Like,
it's like
give me the premise of the show, because I don't get it.
It's... to be the sole survivor. Well,
yeah, but like
to be the last one standing. Okay, so this is how it works.
Okay.
18 people emerge into two tribes on an island, right? And so every 3 days, mm-hmm. there's an immunity challenge. So the two tribes compete. It's normally like a race or a puzzle or like some sort of obstacle course. And one team loses. And they have to go to tribal council and vote somebody off. So this happens.
So you vote your own team off or the other team?
Own team
off. Oh, okay.
So when you lose, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So that happens every 3 days. And there's like reward challenges woven in between.
Okay.
So like they give them nothing, which is the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Like they go into it and they're like, we don't have anywhere to sleep. There's no water. We don't have food. They're like almost die. Like this season, this is what I wanted to bring up. There's a pregnant chick on it, and it blows my mind. Why?
That seems so dangerous.
It seems so dangerous. I can't believe it.
Do you think
she's
actually, or do you think it's like producers? Like
if it's a ploy, that's crazy. But and there's no way that works. Like I would vote off you if you're pregnant because I'd be concerned for your baby.
Yeah.
To be honest, like the challenges sometimes are like literally like wrestling or like sumo wrestling or tackling people like football style.
That's wild.
And they eat like rice for 39 days.
I mean, I love rice, but
for every meal though?
I don't know.
Every once in a while you get like a little shrimp or a fish.
Maybe throw a berry in there.
Yeah, maybe. If you're lucky. Depends if you're on Fiji or...
Have you ever seen Big Brother?
No.
This gives me Big Brother vibes, but like in the wilderness. Because Big Brother, except there's no tribes. You just go in and it's a house full of people. And they have like the same...
Oh, I've heard of this.
And they have like the same thing where like there's just like challenges or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the house leader that week, like you win the challenge, then at the end of the week, you put two people on the council and then everybody gets to vote between those two people. But everybody wants to
vote them off?
Yeah. But, oh, and everybody wants to be the house leader because that means you're safe and then you get to get rid of people you want. But there's no teams. You just, like, have alliances.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, that's where Survivor eventually gets to. So, eventually, they, like, whittle each other down and then they merge into, like, one tribe. And everybody's at each other's necks. And the real juice of it comes into, like, once they merge, and then when they get voted off, they get put on the jury.
Ooh.
So, they're out of the game, but... They get a vote on who gets to win between the last two.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's like everybody you just voted off now has to decide if they're going to give it to you or this other person.
Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing.
Okay.
And the like.
It's a lot of like psychological.
So oh yeah.
Alliances too, and like I'm going to vote you off, but like we were friends before this, you know. Like let's remember so all the good. Yeah.
It's so revealing. There's so many like different social dynamics too. So like we're watching season 46 as it's happening, but we're also watching season 5.
Oh.
And season 5 came out in 2001 or 2.
Okay.
And so like the last episode we watched, they definitely said retarded. There was somebody who like essentially almost like raped somebody or like grinded against them
like
during the night. And they both were both married and it like totally like it's a shit show. And this is 20 years ago, and it's like, there's no way they put it out today. This is like the new season.
But do you think that's
so different?
Do you think that still happens? I don't know.
Yes and no. Like, for sure, there's still like misconduct and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But just the way people like talk and whatnot are way different.
I believe that. I totally believe that. It's like when you watch
another movie. I don't think anybody's dropping retarded.
No, not at all. But, like, it's like when you watch an old movie and you're like, you cannot get away with saying that.
Mm-mm.
Like, when my dad sat me down, like, 3 years ago and was like, let's watch Blazing Saddles. Blazing Saddles would not fucking fly anymore. Sorry, can I cuss?
Oh, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not for kids is what I have to push.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. But, yeah.
Even though, like, the last guest was my cousin who's a freshman in high school.
All right. Well, at that point, they've all heard a cuss word. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he didn't particularly hold back. Neither did I. I was editing it afterwards, like, damn, I'm kind of cussing a lot. He's, what, 13, 14?
Oh, my God.
Calm down a little bit. Jesus. I'm terrible.
Yeah, same. I'm so bad at prep your... I cuss around my girls, honestly, which isn't great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, you coach volleyball now?
So, I coach volleyball, and that takes up a lot of my life. Like, three nights of practice, 2 to 3 weekends a month for
every week,
7 months.
Every week, practice?
Yeah. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yep. This is club, essentially, or high school?
Club. Okay. Yeah, I don't do high school, because that would be, like, 6 days a week, and too much. Too much. Can't do that right now.
Do most... of the, like, athletes also do high school?
Yeah. Most of them do both. And a lot of them, like, I have a bunch of girls that do multiple sports. So they'll, like, be late to practice for basketball. Or right now I have a couple track girls. I have some that are still doing, like, ISMA and choir concerts. So, like, you know, you can do everything you want to do.
Yeah, this is high school. Do it all.
Do it all. But I just need you to balance what you're doing with me or you're not going to play. Because
you have to be there still.
You have to be there still, and you have to put in your effort and put in your time, but I totally respect if you want to do anything else. But when you're on my court, you have to try your hardest. So, if you don't try...
That's fair.
You sit next to me on the bench.
Pressure makes diamonds.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I told myself after all this work recently. But...
Yeah, it sounds like you've been working a crazy amount.
Crazy amount. It's not fun. I don't know... Okay, so here's a funny thing. 2 days ago... I was with a friend, and she went on a huge rant about how all she wants to do is be a stay-at-home wife, and I don't necessarily agree with that, because I enjoy working, but also, I don't know who fought for women to work, because it's not always the best thing, okay? Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, why am I putting in 80 when I could be at home cleaning, you know?
Yeah, putting in 80 is crazy.
No, just kidding.
But, you know, I understand...
Sometimes when you're on, like, hour 73, you're like, sleeping in would be nice tomorrow. I could clean. I could do anything.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It'd be nice to catch up on laundry.
Yeah. Haven't done that in a while. Grocery shopping? Don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
God.
I don't grocery shop much at all.
I'm terrible at it.
I wish I did, but no.
I'll pick up groceries. I do a lot of Kroger pickup.
That's cool. I've never done that.
Huge. Highly suggest. Fantastic. You roll up, they put it in your trunk, you leave. Bam. Very nice. Just a little bit more pre-planning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
Very convenient.
I parked in one of the spots for the first time, like, last week.
Did you get towed?
No, I was in it out in, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, all right. So, there you go. Good to go.
It was the first spot, and the sign was broken, and so I didn't realize it was supposed to be a pickup spot until after.
Yeah. Fair.
And then I was like, I'm 2 seconds.
Fair.
It'd take me longer to move it.
Fair.
So, yeah, I haven't done that.
Mm. Well, you know, being an adult kind of sucks. All the responsibility that comes with it, like feeding yourself.
Feeding yourself, paying for yourself.
Paying for yourself. Literally. Yeah. Like, mom, dad, you guys are great.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even realize how much making dinner, how tiring that is. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I make dinner once a week, and... that's most weeks.
Yeah.
Arguably. And, my mom's a fantastic cook. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
You miss it. Miss it very much. Okay. Subject change. Have you been down the Kate Middleton rabbit hole?
No. Kate Middleton? What?
Okay. Let me fill you in, and you're going to go down this rabbit hole after this podcast.
I have to look at a picture of her.
Okay.
No, not a clue, anything about her, to be
honest. Okay, so, Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, Prince William's wife, has not been seen publicly since Christmas. And so there's so many conspiracies right now as to where she is, after Christmas, she was supposed to go on a trip to Italy with Prince William. Okay, also, I don't care about the royals, okay? I have gotten very into this in the last 2 weeks. Because
like
she's
a deep argument.
Because she's missing. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And now that she's been missing and all these things happen, just wait till I tell you the series of events. Now I care. Yeah. This isn't something. Never been one of those people that's really into it until the last 2 weeks. But so she had a trip planned to go to Italy, and then all of a sudden she's in the hospital. But the British press comes out and says it was a planned surgery. So it's like, okay, why would you plan a surgery right before a trip to Italy? That doesn't make sense. And then...
it was a little touch-up, a little work done?
Maybe.
But that's not surgery, is it?
No, because no, they said it was
has to be removing something.
They said it was an abdominal surgery.
Oh yeah.
What does an abdominal surgery mean? I don't know.
Not a clue.
So that happens. That was in like January or February, and then on British Mother's Day, they post a picture of his mistress and like a soft launch of Prince William's mistress, and apparently she's pregnant.
A soft launch. Oh, that's
and apparently she's pregnant.
Well, teaser trailer. Yeah,
exactly.
For the bastard, damn.
And apparently the mistress is pregnant. And so now the rumors are that Kate Middleton found out that she was pregnant, that she was going to keep the baby, and then went into hiding or whatever. But then also on British Mother's Day, they release a picture of her with all of her kids. But this picture is so edited, like through AI, like all the kids' fingers are crossed. There's a bunch of blurriness. She's not wearing a wedding ring. There's like leaves on all the trees in it. And so it's very clearly fake. So then the AP press comes out and was like, oh, we have to, what's the word? Retract this article and this picture because it was edited too much. And you're like, wait, the AP never does that. Huh. So then they come out 2 days later and they say she's testing, or Kate Middleton's been testing her amateur editing editing skills as an amateur photographer. We're all like, okay.
Kate Middleton did that?
Yes. No, whoa, that's not a
that's
thing.
That's suspicious.
And
no,
so
she doesn't.
No.
There's no way.
So then Harry, who's the one that lives in the U.S. now, and like all that drama happened when he had like the Oprah interview
and
all that.
Wait, how's he related?
Would be her brother-in-law. It's William's brother. He flies into England for 45 minutes, goes to the hospital where she's been, and leaves. But doesn't see William, and maybe possibly sees their dad, which their dad, who's currently the king, has cancer, also in the hospital. Okay?
Oof.
So now it's like, oh, did he steal her and the kids? Are they actually in America now? Or what happened? And then they released something that said she probably won't be seen for 9 months. And I'm like, 9 months? That's a very particular time. Is she pregnant? Like, what is going on?
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be back in 9 months. No, she's not pregnant.
Yeah. And now they're saying that she's going to be seen on Easter. But it's still like she hasn't been seen for 3 months. And is she dead? And they're trying to figure out how to release it. Is she pregnant? Is she legitimately really sick? Are they trying to get her divorced before he becomes regent because the one guy has cancer? I don't know. But where's Kate Middleton?
I'd like to think she's not dead, to be honest.
I know. But then I just think they killed Diana.
So. My first thought is like in hiding because so pissed at the husband for cheating.
Yeah. Fair.
And then with the surgery, how does that factor in?
Exactly. Where did the surgery come from?
Is it even real? Are we sure there's a surgery?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So you said Prince Henry, or is he a prince? I don't know.
Yeah, Prince William. Harry.
Harry? Yeah.
Harry's the one that lives here. Is he Meghan Markle. Is he a prince anymore?
Or did he get dethroned?
I feel like he got dethroned, but I could be wrong.
So Harry goes to the hospital, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long after the surgery? Was it, like, right at? Like
no, like, 2 weeks or so. Also, another fact, because there's just so many facts to try to figure this out. William's only been to the hospital to see her once.
Oh, yeah. He's moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. How long has she been in the rain?
You
can't just dethrone her.
I don't think so. Well, they're not technically throned yet. But
Wait, what? Because she's not royalty?
Well, she is. She's a princess. But, like... But they got married when we were in, like, sixth grade. It was a big thing on Channel 1. You don't remember this?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Shout out Channel 1.
Wow.
But.
That's crazy. That's this? That's her?
That's her.
That's crazy.
I know. So, yeah.
And now she's gone.
Now,
dude,
as
Channel 1's going to come on Monday. We found Kate Middleton. The Princess of Wales.
Yeah, so now that's hope you go down this rabbit hole, and I need a take of what you think actually happened to her in the next 48 hours when you do a little more research. Thank you. I just want to hear everybody's conspiracy
opinion. I'm thinking
opinion.
The surgery was fake, too.
Okay.
Surgery fake. She faked the whole thing to, like, get away.
All right.
I'm not even sold she's in the hospital. Like, why...
Literally.
She's just waiting in the hospital?
Literally.
She's got to be almost dead if she's in there. I don't think she's actually dead. I think I've ruled that out.
Okay. Part of me thinks when Harry came, did he, like, sneak her away? Like, are she and the kids actually with them in California right now?
That'd be sweet.
Left England. I don't know. Is it even England? Or is it Britain?
Did he come to save her?
Yeah.
Like fucking Batman? Holy shit.
Prince Harry, Batman. Yeah. The same person. Dude,
the comeback story from, I don't know. I don't know all of his drama, but I saw some pretty mopey interviews for sure. I don't know his drama living here. God. But yeah, I feel like the drama was he got his crown taken or whatever status he had.
Yeah. Ripped. Well, no, he didn't like how the British press was treating his new wife.
Mm. For not being pale?
Yeah, for not being pale, for being American, for being divorced, for working in the industry, because she was on Suits. So she just wasn't...
She was on Suits? Mm-hmm. Is she Rachel from Suits?
I haven't actually seen Suits, so I don't know what character she is. I just know she was in, like, the first two seasons.
Oh, my God. Hold on. She's Rachel from Suits?
Let's do some quick Googling.
That does make Suits the best show ever, actually. I know it was, like, the most streamed series last year.
I feel like I did see that. She is Rachel.
Oh, my God. That's so hot. That is crazy. She's a princess?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. That's
crazy. Well, no, she's a duchess. She's not a princess.
A duchess? Even hotter. I don't know. That's crazy. No wonder Suits was so popular.
Yep. There you go. But yeah. Wow,
full circle.
Full circle. All sorts See, of stuff. Now I will keep you in the pop culture right now.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, one thing I'm hoping you can tell me is the brackets were announced for March Madness, right?
Yeah.
Have you done anything?
So I was in the bar yesterday while they were being announced, and the only thing I could tell you is that I know Purdue's a one seed, and besides that, wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. I don't know when, like, I'm in a bracket challenge, but I haven't made a bracket yet, so I don't know when the deadline is.
The games start Thursday, so I feel like you probably have to have them in by, like, Thursday at, like, 11, because I'm pretty sure the first game's, like, noon or 1, something like that.
Yeah, I was stressing about it before this. I was like, do games start at 3? Oh, my God, am I going to...
Nope, but today would be a good day to do that, for sure.
I'm thinking so.
Who do you think's going to win?
I don't know. At this point, I couldn't... Cincinnati's in the NIT.
Yeah, I did see that.
I hope they win that, but who do I want to win the full tournament? I don't know. Not really any of them. I mean, Purdue would be, like, fun because they're local, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if Purdue's two toughest matches...
They got a crazy bracket, actually.
Do they?
I mean, there's Gonzaga and Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
There's just a lot I wouldn't count out. I don't know who's...
A lot of blue bloods.
I don't know who's playing in. Could be Montana State or Grambling.
Never heard of Grambling.
Oh, Grambling sounds awesome. I want Grambling to win.
They could.
Dayton'd be really fun. St. Mary's, why not?
Why not? I mean, the Big East is always a sleeper, honestly. I don't think Dayton's actually that good this year. I don't think they have been since Obi Toppin.
Toppin.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, I always say it wrong.
Toppin's amazing. I've loved watching the Pacers this year, I will say.
Oh, my gosh. Opinion on the Indy jerseys, because I love them.
Okay, it took me, like, initially when it was... Just on social media, like the coloring and whatnot.
Yeah.
I was like, this is pretty gross. The jerseys, I came to love. Mm-hmm. The court, pretty awesome, too.
Yeah. The court was, like, distracting, though, honestly.
The one court that was, like, bright blue, like, full court, that was crazy. Don't do that. Bad. Boo. Boo. But when they switched it up and it became, like, the two bright, like, yellow and blue became more accent color.
Uh-huh.
And that was fire.
Yeah.
Keep that.
I like the yellow and blue. Like, they've always been navy and yellow, and it's just kind of, like, boring. But, like, you still have them, you know? But I like the teal and yellow. I really do.
Yeah, it was good. And the, like, mid-season tournament went crazy.
Yes.
That was awesome this year.
And because it was, like, no one ever cares about basketball until, like, after March Madness, I feel like. Like, that gave you something to... care about around Christmas.
Yeah, the All-Star Weekend, too, Indy had, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't here.
You weren't here at all?
I was in St. Louis for volleyball.
I went to the Celebrity Game and the Rising Star Game.
Nice.
It was a really fun weekend here in town, for sure.
I believe that.
Yo, but my one gripe that I'm, like, so eager to make public about going to Pacers games this year. I've been to a couple. They put the drum line. What's the drum line's name? Oh, it has some.
It used
cool
to be
name.
Like Area 55, but I don't think
so.
It's...
there's the Turner Block.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they moved the drum line. Oh my gosh, I'm going to kick myself if I don't remember the name of the drum line. But they moved them to the fucking balcony, the top
yeah.
of the balcony. And now you can like can't even hear them. No wonder I don't remember their name is because they're an afterthought this year because we threw them in the balcony. Pacers, what are we doing? Do we not have Prine or drumline? I miss the drumline.
High octane.
The high octane drumline. Bring them back. Why are they in the balcony? You can't hear them. They don't bring the high octane in the balcony.
But also, I feel like the balcony people are the ones that appreciate them the most because no. the people that are on the ground level, they're there to be seen. They're not there to watch basketball.
I don't think anybody hears it better than where they were before.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
And it was so much more hype in the Turner Block. They got spotlighted way more.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. What are we doing? Like, we're just throwing our fucking cheerleaders to the top. I know they're not cheerleaders, but...
but, like, they're the ones to get the people involved.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe just get, like, a couple. You know, they have, like... what, like what? Like an 8-piece drum line? Let's go for
let's
like...
get them out of them.
Yeah. Let's go for like 24 and split them up into like 6.
Yo, give them one row on each corner. That'd
yes,
go nuts.
Exactly. Get
that'd
the whole
awesome.
Place involved. Solving all the Pacers' problems.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing, the other problem.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it for a couple of years. The like get revved up or rev it up at the start of the games
mm-hmm.
is like... It's lame. It's so lame. Bad. It's so bad. They
doesn't
wheel
it
out
like IndyCar?
An F1 car.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
An IndyCar, yeah. And they wheel it out. And normally it's a celebrity, which is like fun to like cheer for. But then they just play like recorded like engine sounds, you know, and he acts like he's giving it a pedal.
Yeah.
And then they just wheel him back. And it's so lame. It's so bad. Can we just ditch that? There has to be something. Bring out the high-octane drumline, please.
Literally, have them do... have you ever seen the movie Drumline?
Yeah, yeah, fuck.
They have them do, like, a drumline routine where they're, like, going at it, like...
yeah, have them battle.
Yes! There we go.
That'd be so cool. Yeah. God, they should hire us.
I mean, we are idea machines, mm-hmm. for sure. I can always bring out a crazy idea.
What should have Sam? Give us a connection. Give
heck
us an
yeah.
in.
Heck yeah.
That's the only time I hang out with Sam is when I go to Pacer games.
Fair. I've only been
that's
to
the only
like.
Time I see him.
I went to one over Thanksgiving, and before that, I think it'd been like 10 years since I'd been to one.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. No, my dad got season tickets this year, so.
Oh, nice.
I've gone to a few. That's awesome.
Well, they're like fun to watch with Hal. Mm-hmm. Like, Haliburton can score from literally anywhere.
Haliburton's awesome. Neesmith gets electric when he mm-hmm. gets going.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a great roster this
we
year.
We really do.
McConnell's hot. Matherinth, awesome.
What's the word I'm looking for here?
Nembhard's like kind of a internal struggle for me.
I would say unpopular opinion. I don't really like Turner though.
Oh,
I think he's so overrated.
I've agreed with you so many times. No, I haven't, but like he bothers me. He last game I went to though, he was like 7 of 8 from 3-pointers.
But like, why is he even shooting
oh my
3-pointers?
God, I know.
You're 7 feet tall. Just get 7 more rebounds.
I believe. Oh, I'm so on the same page as you, though. It's,
God.
Like, not his position. I would have never really, like, encouraged that as a coach.
No.
Oh,
but the
game I went to was so tragic. Turner went off. He did incredible. He got, I don't know, he probably had, like, somewhere around 30 points. Maybe.
Damn. All right.
But 5 seconds left. We're up by 3, and we just scored to put us up 3. And then they call a timeout, get the ball down the court, and inbounds it. I don't know if you watched the Bulls game.
Mm-hmm.
It was tragic. I was there. 5 seconds left. We came back up by 3. They inbounds it. Neesmith just fouls instantly, which I don't know why he did, but it puts them to the line. They make one. They miss one. And then we hit the ball out of bounds. They inbounds it. Score. Go to OT. We lost. It was so painful.
So painful.
It was such a good game. Electric. Toppin's awesome. Too.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you said, there's a really good roster. He's very underrated on this roster.
For sure.
For sure.
I think Nemhar's a little overrated.
Mm-hmm. Was that zero? Or is she...
I think he's two.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Matherinth.
Matherin, okay.
Matherinth.
I didn't know how to actually say his name.
Halliburton.
Okay, zero and double zero. Which, how the heck is that allowed? Honestly, those are it's the same. Those are the same number.
I think they, like, disallowed it, but they're, like, grandfathered in.
Okay.
I think at this point.
Interesting.
I could be wrong, but I heard people argue about it at the game.
Okay.
Some dude and his girlfriend, like... His girlfriend was like, yeah, I don't think they're allowed anymore, but his grandfather did. And the guy was, like, totally gaslighting her. I don't think he was right at all, to be honest. He, like, was like, no.
Please, that is my favorite thing when someone tries to gaslight me on some topic that they think I don't know about.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, let's go. Tell me you think I'm right, or I'm wrong, because I will prove that I am right.
Yeah, that is fun.
Oh, yeah. I love to be right. It's fantastic.
It is nice, for sure. It's way better than being wrong.
Oh, for sure. Then you just feel like a dumbass. But it's like, you thought that, and you thought wrong. Look, I have this, 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 and this to prove it. But I also only like to get in those arguments where I know I'm going to be right. Because otherwise, I'll just be like, I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know enough.
See, that's probably not the healthiest thing ever.
I feel like that's better. Because I don't want to argue about things
that
I
need. In a really small bubble, though.
I don't know. I know a lot of random shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if you never want to be wrong, then they're, like, not taking, like, I don't know,
risk.
Chances, risk, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But.
I don't know. I'm probably, like, this podcast is very revealing because I have to, like, listen to myself argue, essentially.
Fair enough.
So, there's times where I'm like, yeah, I definitely didn't explain that as well as I thought I did, you know,
that's
that kind of vibe.
That's fair. Coaching has helped me, like, choose my words carefully.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can sit there sometimes, and if I explain things incorrectly, I can watch the girls either get very confused or, like, start to lose confidence, and I'm like, wait, that's not what I meant. Let me pause. Let me rephrase what I'm saying, because this is going wrong.
Yeah, it's definitely a constant communication, like, I don't know, learning experience, you know, living...
Living in general, becoming the adult in every conversation and sitting there, it's like, I really want to do this because it sounds fun, but right now I'm supposed to be the one in charge, so there might be a better way to go about it.
Yeah, like, when I think about it, I think about work a lot, or like work here, and just like collaborative working, in terms of like really detailed collaborative work. Is a huge communication, like, barrier, because, I don't know, it comes up all the time where you gotta talk about not only, like, what could you do, like, throw out all the possibilities, that way we know what we want to do and what's best, but then we have to, like, really define what we are doing, and then we have to, like, really define, like, how we're doing it and what way we're doing it in the programs we're working with, and all of those, like, really... anal kind of conversations can seem tedious and frustrating for some people, I think.
Yeah. See, and then sometimes, like, I like to organize all those things. Like, okay, we have a process that we're going to go through. Here's what it's going to take. I'm going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do this. You know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then you, like, pass that off.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you get those people, and this is probably more like a real work thing and not like a collaborative, I don't know, work thing. But, like, they start to ask, like, very detailed questions on all of these. I'm like, look, at some point you have to be able to just roll with it.
Oh yeah.
Like,
it's trial by fire.
Trial by fire. You have more experience than I do, so why you're asking me the exact minute way you want me to do this? I don't know. You told me that you have 35 years of experience. Show it to me. Let's see it. Why are you asking?
Yeah, I'm almost exactly the opposite, I think.
You'd rather tell someone exactly how to do it?
For sure. Yeah. It's a long-term, way more beneficial to have those conversations. Because when people don't do it the right way, then they're working against you. Then they're working, like, backwards, essentially. Because the problem is people do stuff and they think it won't, like, change. But it always fucking changes. So if it's not, like... made in a way that's very susceptible to change, and changing is a pain in the ass, and then you get frustrated by the process, and then people want to quit and, like, die.
Fair. Very fair. I don't know. Just leadership styles, then. Yeah. Very different ways to go about it.
For sure.
But I'm more of a up here in the clouds where I can draw magic arrows and that's how everything's going to work and all the people underneath. Good luck. Yeah, this is your timeline. Wild. This is your goal. I need this deliverable by then. Everything that happens in between there, all you.
Yeah, that's a skill I'm trying to develop more and more, I will say.
All right.
Like, I'm very good at the detailed conversations, and I think I'm very good at outlining processes.
Mm-hmm.
But I take a lot of control in that, in doing so. And by doing so, it's time-consuming. And so, I don't know, then it's reliant on my time, and so it's harder to make the collaborative effort with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like it comes to life in the game we're trying to make a lot, where I have to, like, just be okay with, like, how somebody finds whatever end result.
Yeah.
Even if it's not my original vision, you know?
Yeah. All right.
I'm growing a little bit, maybe.
Growing emotionally? Growing, maybe. But it could get difficult. What's the game?
For sure.
I know you said it's kind of like chess, but what's the game? Oh.
You want to see the
the
teaser page?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the teaser page.
Okay.
Role-playing chess, RPC.
All right.
It's a chess variant or parallel game. I like to say it combines the best of, like, role-playing games and chess. It's a role-playing game with rules and movement structures similar to chess.
Mm-hmm.
Like chess in a dungeon.
Okay.
So, we've came up with this whole role-playing system of, like, how you dictate combat, how you negotiate, you know, like verbal settings. Really just outlining how you walk through life in RPC.
Okay.
So, now we're taking a step back in developing a campaign to, like, digest the rules over time. So, where we've developed kind of like a vision for the final product, we're trying to present it in a more digestible way at this point.
All right. That's fair, because everything you said, like, I heard the words and
Yeah.
But I also I can't play chess anyway.
You don't know chess?
I know. Isn't that wild? Because
it's all right. RPC teaches you chess as well.
Let's go.
It teaches you chess strategies.
After watching The Queen's Gambit, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get through life without knowing how to play chess, because that's the only way to, like, win any business conversations. It's true. Have to be thinking three steps ahead. And
obviously.
I tried to teach myself how to do it, and that's just not really a game that I feel like you can teach yourself.
Maybe it is.
Maybe. I don't know. I tried, and I
mean, I've definitely learned by just playing with, like, my dad and siblings.
Yeah.
And then eventually, like, college, I nerded out with chess and got pretty into chess.
When? I was there the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I, like, made my own chess board. Played chess, like, pretty much every day.
When? I was there the whole time.
Well, most of the time, like, on my phone or iPad.
All right,
and
fair.
Then whenever I could get, like, Cam, I played chess with a lot.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see Cam as a chess player either.
Oh, he's a great chess
player. Okay, okay.
We had some epic long games.
I would believe of that.
Chess. Or, like, Andrew. I'd try to convince Andrew to play chess all the time.
Oh, my God. How is Andrew? Do you still talk to him?
I think he's doing pretty good.
Go ahead.
I talked to Jenny yesterday, more recently than... Hypothetically, yeah.
Okay. I saw that. Today's Jenny's birthday, isn't it?
I think it was yesterday. Okay. I think. Yeah.
I saw a bunch of pictures of the two.
I told her happy birthday yesterday, and she didn't say, like, oh, it's tomorrow, so.
Okay. I should tell her I'm a day late, but I need to tell her happy birthday.
Oh, you're good. They went on spring break, so she just got back.
Nice.
So she was in high spirits, for sure.
Nice.
St. Patrick's Day, birthday, just off of vacation with the boys.
Dang.
High spirits
for sure. Wait, her birthday's on St. Patrick's Day? What
a
fun freaking day to have a birthday.
For sure.
Can we talk about how, as Irish Catholics, that might be the best holiday of the year?
Yeah. We rewatched The Office St. Patrick's Day episode, and they said it, I think Michael says, it's the closest the Irish people will get to Christmas. It's like, yeah, it's beautiful. I think so. It is Christmas for Irish people.
It really is. And what mind boggled me, and I don't know if Indy just like celebrates more than most cities, but like when we were in Cincy, they didn't celebrate it.
No.
Like, at all.
I know. I hear you.
I was just shocked. I was like, why does no one care? Yeah. Like, the people in Murphy's did, and that was literally it.
Yeah, like, growing up here in Indy and, like, going to the parades and, yes. like, making a weekend of it.
Exactly.
And then being in New York and going to the parade there, it was, like, depressing.
New York's was?
Like a funeral. Yeah. Oh, my. Like, it was nothing great. There was no floats. The parade was just marchers and bagpipers.
Okay, but, like, bagpipes, like, that's
awesome, made but you wanna... just bagpipes? That's no, true. Like...
That's true.
Anything else?
That's true.
I don't know. I love bagpipes.
At least there was a parade, since he didn't have anything.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could go downtown on that day, and there wouldn't even be people dressed in green. Like, do you not have a fear of being pinched? Yeah. What is happening?
Yeah. What's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's depressing.
It was. It was very depressing.
I was trying, like, when we were in Cincinnati, because we both went to the University of Cincinnati, for context.
Yes. Yes.
I remember trying to convince people, like, you know, group of friends to come back here for St. Patrick's Day because we do it so much better, and everybody just didn't believe me.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's so true.
So much better. They're like, what can you do? I remember like some of the Minster people being like, well, what can you actually do? She's just calling you all out. What can you actually do for St. Patrick's Day? And I'm like, the way you guys celebrate Oktoberfest is how we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah.
Like Oktoberfest doesn't really exist for us here. Now, that being
there
said.
There is a festival, Oktoberfest, here.
Is there? But it's not, yeah. It's not that big, is it?
I don't know. I've never been.
Me either. Exactly.
So I remember like, hearing about it this past year.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, like Friday, we got a bus.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. It was lit. We did the parade.
I thought the parade was Saturday.
Nope, Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't work Friday, so I went.
I didn't either. I had volleyball, so.
Oh, nice.
I had volleyball Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but it was downtown.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. That's intense.
It was.
I was. Like, drinking all of those days for St. Patrick's Day. Ugh,
I wanted to be. I drank yesterday, though. Like, a significant nice. Amount. So, it was all good.
I was pretty tame compared to years past, I will say.
Yeah.
I didn't drink as much liquor, which is probably good.
That's probably a good thing. Yesterday was so tame downtown. It's like, everybody went so hard on Saturday that nobody had anything left. And I was like, this is the actual day. What are we doing, peeps?
Yesterday we went to the Golden Ace.
Oh,
for okay. They did a mass, mm-hmm. and then like they opened up the bar.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And you know, the mayor was there, and my mom pointed out he didn't give anything to collection. But it was a good time regardless. And I saw Grant, which was awesome, and Caroline. From our grade.
Nice. Wait, Grant Linehan?
Yep.
Nice. Oh, nice. Yeah.
He's going to come on the podcast eventually.
Heck yeah.
Eventually.
God, I miss that kid.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see it was great. Him and his brother. Yeah.
Nice.
It was really fun.
Well, while we're on the Irish topic, how was your trip to Ireland?
Oh. Was
that like a year ago now?
Almost, like yeah. It was August of last year.
Oh, that's not a year. Okay. I don't know why I thought you were there for St. Patrick's Day, but no. No.
It was... like, the best trip ever.
It looked so cool.
It was so beautiful. It, like, there's so much to... It's so simple, like, so, like, simply beautiful. Ugh. Everybody there was just in high spirits and, like, courteous and, you know, just, like, I don't know.
I feel like you don't always hear that. I feel like usually you hear that Irish people are just, like... not necessarily... like, courteous isn't the word that I would say, but they just, like... don't take shit from anyone about anything.
Well, yeah, but that's different from courteous. I mean, taking shit is like...
I mean, if I hear someone doesn't take shit, I don't necessarily think they're going to care about anybody else in the room. Maybe? Does that even make sense? Maybe that opinion doesn't
make sense. Those don't parallel to me.
Okay.
I'll get, like, offended for sure if somebody, like... I don't know, jokes about, like, I don't know, my mom or something,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But But, like, I don't know. That doesn't equate to not being courteous.
Okay. Fair, fair. Sorry. Keep talking just about like your trip,
though. Fragile trigger, you know?
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
But it was beautiful. We were there for about 2 weeks. Flew into Shannon, which was perfect because it's pretty rural compared to, like, most people fly into Dublin. And then, like, first stop was in Dingle, which is a small town, pretty southern Ireland. And, I mean, we went out. There was a tap dancer that was on America's Got Talent. Was he was on Australia's Got Talent, I think.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I think he came in second.
Okay.
So he's incredible. But yeah, he was, like, from this, like, family pub in Dingle. And so we got to see him, like, one night while everybody was drinking. Awesome. He was going ham. And we went to the Dingle Distillery and got a tour of that, which was beautiful. And, like,
the Dingle Distillery?
Oh, they make the best vodka and gin.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Vodka. But they do it as, like, they are really trying to sell whiskey, but whiskey takes, like, years to cure.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, vodka and gins you can distill in days.
Mm-hmm.
So vodka and gins is a way to supplement their long-term venture.
Gotcha.
It was a really intriguing tour.
Uh-huh.
But from there, we went all around. I mean, we had a bus driver, Pat. I've been editing a recorded podcast in Ireland with our bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Pat, and he was awesome. So I'm trying to get that out.
was it like you guys planned the trip, or you like did like a service that it was like scheduled? Okay.
Well, no, my mom planned the whole trip.
Okay.
There was also a group from my mom's grade school, Holy Cross, that was going, and they did a bus, but we just got a bus.
Gotcha.
To take us around.
Okay.
So like we lined up a lot of our destinations with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Galway, we met up with them. Which was really fun. We all got to go out there and go to O'Connell's.
Ooh.
Which was where Ed Sheeran recorded
Galway Girl.
Galway Girl.
Great song.
Oh, yeah.
Great song.
It was awesome. But, yeah. So my mom worked with Pat to pretty much hit all of the destinations that she wanted to. I saw I think it's my great, 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 great grandmother's house.
Ooh.
On my mom's side.
Yeah.
She was able to like track the location. It was one of the first stops.
That's cool.
I had like no sleep. It was so much fun.
I had family members, because we have family that's in Ireland still. Mm-hmm. And my mom's grandma, might be great grandma, I don't know for sure, was like first generation that came over. So I feel like it was her grandma. So it was still like recent-ish. And so when my aunts and uncles went over, they like met their like second or third cousins, and they came back and they were like, Heather, one of our second or third cousins looks exactly like you. And I was like, well, do you have a picture? Like, I want to see. And they're like, no. And I'm like,
no, we were too drunk.
What the heck?
Oh my God. When we were out in Dingle, this is like night two of us being there. You just gave me like a flashback. Me and, our friend Andrew, because our family friends if we met them in Dingle, we all went out. Me and Andrew stayed out real late drinking and having a good time, and I lost my phone.
Oh, no.
And it was very disturbing because I just got to Ireland. And I was drunk alone. Andrew was going to a different hotel. It just wasn't set up for success if I didn't have my phone.
Not at all.
And so, in the bar dancing, and we hopped to a couple of bars, so we were backtracking, and met, like, these German girls, and then, like, these, like, older Irish women.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the older Irish women, like, found my phone.
And dang. It was, like,
the best thing in the world.
Dang. You got lucky.
Oh, yeah.
That could have made that trip miserable.
It could have been so rough.
You would have had to, like, legitimately just, like, be with somebody at all times, because you'd have no idea where you're going.
Yeah, it could have been really bad. I found it. It was amazing.
There we
go.
Oh, my
gosh. I was hugging it out with this, like, older Irish woman. I was so happy.
I'm so jealous. Great. I'm so jealous.
We toured the Bunratty Castle.
Ooh.
Which was, like, a castle. I believe it was established in the 1300s and renovated in the 1600s. Then we went to Dirty Nelly's, which was a pub that was established in the 1600s, like right outside of it. Super cool. And I met Ewan, who I'm blanking his last name, but I bet you've seen him before because he's
Ewan.
He's like a carpenter Irishman who makes like TikToks and YouTube shorts.
I don't have TikTok.
That's fantastic. So maybe you wouldn't recognize him, but...
Ewan Irish...
Carpenter?
Carpenter? Yeah. I think I spelled Ewan wrong.
E-U-A-N?
Oh, yep. Way wrong. Oh, wait. E-O-I-N? Ewan Raydern?
Oh, that's probably right. Yeah, maybe I don't know how to spell it. Oh, I know I subscribed to him on an account. Let's see, it should be my main account here.
Is it like younger? Yeah, E-O-I-N.
Yeah. E-O-I-N? Oh.
Yeah, I would have never guessed. Oh, that didn't pop up correctly. Huh, interesting.
Oh, yeah, this dude. Totally met him. It was wild. And, like, I recognized him from the internet, so that was really cool. So yeah, shout out to you and Reardon.
There you go. Is it weird? Isn't Ireland just like literally the size of Indiana? Like,
yeah, it's just like, about the entirety of the island.
Yeah, so you could go anywhere in like a few hours.
Yeah. So we went pretty far to North Ireland. We didn't go to Donnelly.
Okay.
But, yeah, we didn't go into Northern Ireland. But we went, like, pretty much around the entirety of the continent. I have a map in the other room. I should just go get the map.
Yeah. I feel like I saw a reel, because I do Instagram reels. I just don't have TikTok. So it's all the TikToks, you know, like, a week later.
Oh, yeah. And I do YouTube shorts. Everybody got their, their short.
But it was this British guy that lives in America, and he was making the statement. He's like, British, or he's like, Europeans are always like, Americans are so uncultured because they don't travel. And he's like, I don't think what Europeans realize is how big America is and how it is bigger than Europe in general. So while at his house in England, he said he could get to Germany, France, or Portugal in 45 minutes. I don't know how that makes sense. Germany, France, or Spain. Portugal's on the other side of Spain. Germany, France, or Spain in like 45 minutes. And he's like, but here, I'm in the middle of Texas, and it takes me 8 hours to get out of the state.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Yeah, and there's no public transportation. Well, actually, Texas there is, but...
Is there really?
Yeah, they have a train system.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, it's actually really nice.
Like, yeah, oh, we can go on a whole rant about a freaking light rail and what...
Oh, that's the point of this podcast, is to promote Indiana until we get a train. We need a train!
We need a train! We need a light rail! I want to be able... I love public transportation. If I don't have to think while I'm driving, so I can just, like, read, do emails, be on my phone, sleep, I don't care. Let me get somewhere quickly, efficiently, cheaply, without having to actually put in effort.
Yeah. We're definitely slacking. We need it so bad.
I know.
It's so tragic.
And you know what also kills me about Indy in general and, like, public transportation? That nobody really wants to support these bus lines, and they would be so beneficial. How nice would it be to be able to ride up to Carmel without having to think about it? Like, the way the bus lines currently work, it's just inside the city, and you're not actually transporting people from outside the city into the city that need it.
Right.
Like, you want to save the environment, up your public transportation, people. Oh.
Yeah, I think like, the bus system, yeah, there's like a couple active lines. I don't really know all the bus routes, but I just want to train system so bad.
I just want usable public transportation. I don't want to have a car.
I'd settle for buses, but in my head it's like a temporary solution, to be honest.
That's true. It is. I was just a big bus person in college, you know? Like, I rode the bus to work, rode the mega bus to and from Indy. Like, I had a car for like 6 months in college, and that was it. And everything else was, how am I going to take public transportation to get around? And it was awesome, because Cincy's was way more upkept than ours.
Yeah, Cincy...
Still not
most of the time walked. Every once in a while, I trained back. Or not trained back, bus back to Indy. I think I did that twice.
Mm-hmm.
But, Yeah, I got my car there junior year, which was cool. But in Cincinnati, you really don't need a car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just need, because remember I worked at the brewery? So I had to get I had to get downtown. And you did all your co-ops, like, outside of Cincy,
right.
Whereas mine was downtown Cincy, so I had to get downtown.
Yeah, I was leaving every semester, other semester.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, my God, did you know that brewery closed?
No.
Yeah, Taft.
Wait, Taft? Yeah, I did know that, actually.
It's so sad. So sad. That was the coolest place ever.
I just went, too, like, a couple of days before I saw it closed.
Oh, my God, that was the coolest place ever.
Yeah, super cool.
I loved working there.
They have good beer, too. And it's, like, a fantastic place to drink. I guess the closest to it is St. Joe's here.
But it doesn't... Joseph's. It's not as... It doesn't look as cool.
No, it doesn't.
At
it
all.
It doesn't feel as good. I mean, it's nice, yeah. But it's a definitely different vibe.
It's like a... It's like a B minus, whereas...
You feel like you're in a pub when you're like, on the ground floor taps.
Yes.
For sure.
You're in, like, a speakeasy, like... from the 1920s or something. Like, they had the vibes right there.
And yeah, it didn't feel like you had to be, like, quiet or, like, reverent,
you know? Yes.
Whereas St. Joseph's kind of has that, like, kind of vibe.
And it's, like, they didn't pick, like, interiors-wise when they redid it.
Mm.
They did everything with just, like, paneling and paint. Whereas at Taft's, it was like, we're bringing out the real wood. We're bringing out tile.
Yeah.
We're putting in the moody lighting. We're doing everything. Like, you could tell they spent time and money
for
in there.
Sure.
Whereas, I really just feel like they painted over everything.
It feels
like
a funeral home a little bit. A little bit. It's like muted colors
and
dim,
like,
lit.
I look at, like, they have the wainscoting everywhere, but it's not wood.
Yeah.
It's just it's like brownish purple paint. And I'm like, put some wood up. Let's go. Make it look a little nicer.
Yeah, there's something. There's something missing there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was petitioning for Holy Cross to be a brewery, but I don't think it's going to be.
I think that would make a lot of people upset.
No, it's closed.
I know it's closed, but...
I don't think it's going to... I think they're playing... I think it's sold. It was on the market. I think it's sold. And then I know one time it was sold, and then the buyer didn't come through, and then it was back on the market.
Interesting. I wonder if it becomes a house. It'd be a really cool house.
It might become apartments, but I bet it'll be demoed before it becomes
apartments. Oh, that's so sad. Oh, well.
Yeah, definitely really sad. I'd prefer them not do that and make it a brewery.
Yeah, can never have too many.
Mm. Yo, you know what I was thinking the other day? Mm-hmm. I saw a video for people playing, like, a VR pool.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of cool graphics on the pool table. We should make a pool hall that has projectors onto the table that, like, do reactive kind of graphics to where the balls are.
Mm-hmm. Or...
Let me show you this video.
Okay.
Because it's cool.
Okay. Hear me out.
I think I'm
understanding what you're saying, but what if you had the VR... It's, like, almost like a training table, whereas it shows you the angles you're going to need to get whatever shot.
That'd be dope.
That'd be dope. And
but you don't even need the glasses if you just project it on.
Exactly.
Because glasses sucks.
Yeah.
I swear I saved this. Oh, wait. I'm looking at the wrong place. I bookmarked it on Twitter.
There you go. All my bookmarks on Twitter are just like what my house is going to look like.
Nice. You got it all planned out. Well, maybe I didn't fucking save this. It's
gonna
be really depressing. I'm really depressed, actually. Aw. But I saw this, and then I saw the other video.
Oh, I've seen that.
Cool.
That's sweet. Yeah, no, I've seen that.
Kind of in the same line of the projector.
Yeah.
Reactive. But it's like that idea plus VR is what came up with the new pool hall idea.
All right. Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Man. Nobody saw any of that shit. Well, let's see. What kind of topic should we bring up now?
I don't know.
What do we got? I really don't know when we started recording. We've been going for an hour in 1 second when I looked. That was
impressive.
Whoa.
That was pretty great.
Not bad. Okay, we did Ireland, UC. You're involved as fuck. We already knew that.
Yeah.
Men and women's sports, I'm not a big fan of.
Just in general? Good God.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh.
Mr. Ratliff. Shout out, Mr. Ratliff.
Shout out, Mr. Ratliff. Have you... How is that guy?
I haven't talked to him since...
We went to dinner that one time.
We went to dinner. Like,
me either.
Over a year ago. It was about a year and a half, if not more, yeah.
God, I love that man.
I love him. We should hit him up.
We should.
We should... Go to dinner. We should have a podcast with him. Shit, that'd be so good. Oh my god.
I just want to hear.
I gotta talk to him.
You know that guy's got like the coolest life story. Yeah. And like all the different like random things that he's built and done and places he's been. Like, yeah. Yeah. He would be great on
pod. I gotta sign him up. We gotta get him here ASAP. Oh my lord. Okay, new goal.
New goal. Add that to the list of what came from today's episode. Oh my gosh, then you could have... Where is Peter now? Isn't Peter gone?
Chicago.
Yeah, we're going to make Peter come back and just have a Captain's Reunion podcast.
Whoa, that'd be crazy.
Yes.
He'd just have to lead the whole thing. He'd be like, would. Captain, it's your ship.
It's your ship. You decide.
Yeah, I should hit him up. I need to talk to him for sure. But let's see. That was pretty much all my topics.
Nice.
Besides, the more I talk about my opinion, the more of a dick I feel like. That was me reflecting on this podcast.
Just in general?
No, and this weekend. Man, I felt like I was like making people mad this weekend.
Really?
My conversations.
See, sometimes when I just talk, I like, do you ever like leave a conversation and then think about it for like the next 3 minutes and you're like, wow, that person probably hates me now. That might just be a me thing.
Yeah, it might be a little extreme, but I definitely reflect on like what shook down. I don't know. Maybe I'm too like judgmental. Instantly,
I always overanalyze everything that I did say, could say, would say, and how that other person would have thought about it, and that might explain a lot of why I overthink everything.
Yeah. I remember realizing this in New York, talking to my roommates, but he would, like, plan out his argument, like, to a T, like, how he's gonna argue with a person and whatnot before he argues with them. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. You should probably just go talk to him, you know?
Seriously? You just go? Yeah. With that? No. No, I got a plan. Because, like, what if they say something that I'm unprepared for? Like...
Yeah.
Like
that's
that goes,
the revealing moments for sure.
That,
yeah.
It goes back to like how I said I always want to be right. It's like I'm not gonna have an argument where I don't think I'm legitimately right, because like everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But if you're like, I can't prove
if I'm not right, I definitely want to know.
Exactly. But if I don't know enough information to argue about it, then there's no point. Like I'm not gonna argue with false inclinations.
I'll die on any hill. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Because think about how annoying it is when you know something and someone's like arguing with you and you're like, you're so uninformed. Like this is a waste of our time.
Yeah.
Like you're just wrong. Like it's not like my opinion versus your opinion. You're just straight up wrong. Like,
yeah, no, I'm okay. Like letting people be ignorant if they don't want to converse. Like, I don't know. I will like not talk to people just because, like, I don't know, this weekend somebody met him instantly and with my brother, and I was like, oh yeah, I was 1 year younger than him and on college, and he was instantly like, oh, your class was the worst, everybody below us was terrible, and I was like, all right, well, fuck you, yeah, bye.
Okay,
like, you seem cool, dude, I'm glad you're not stuck in high school. Bye,
see ya.
But yeah, I don't know. If you're like closed off, if I think you're like closed minded, I'm sorry, I probably won't try a lot.
No, yeah, I totally agree. I'm like, I don't like feeling. I like to learn things. I like to know different people's opinions. That doesn't mean I need to argue their opinion.
But I love picking at conversations that I like don't fully understand as well.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, like really trying to peek behind every whole corner of the conversation.
Yeah.
That's probably why I like the podcast so much.
I always love, even if I don't know anything about it, I love to hear someone get on a passionate rant, like something that they really, really like, you know? It's like, I know nothing, but you are telling me all these things. I'm like, this is sweet. And then you kind of get it, like, poke into how that person thinks. I'm like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you want to know the latest thing that I was, like, excited to, like, not understand or kind of realize?
Yeah.
All right, so I was
my
watching.
My Kate Middleton stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the most reason for sure. I was watching a lecture on dimensions and the different dimensions and how we calculate.
Wait, like places of being or like units of measurement?
Yes. It so like
those are two different things.
But they're not.
Wait.
Alright. They're like the same, okay? And that's what I like realized, you know, three dimensional thing on places. They're all it's all just coordinates, right, in space. Like all like we're three dimensional beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, we experience reality in three dimensions, right? But arguably, we experience reality in fourth dimension if you think about like time as a dimension, right? So we're experiencing like through through four dimensions. So this is like Einstein's theory of relativity, and the really screwy part of it is that on the X and Y, like, graph, if Y is the time and X is space, normally in a graph, the shortest path is a straight line between it.
Mm-hmm.
Einstein's theory of relativity states that, like, the arced path is shortest in the way we experience space and time. Which, like, sounds really screwy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think about, like, I don't know, like, a very concrete example is, like, I don't know, if you, like, fly across the world and then fly back, you know, if you have a watch on, your watch will be either slower or faster than somebody who was, like, here the whole time, right? You know about that? Yeah? You'll, like, lose minutes.
Seriously?
For sure. Yeah, it depending on how you're experiencing time, all of our internal clocks are different.
Yeah. Like,
on my 26th birthday, I'll have experienced a different amount of time that is 26 years than your 26th birthday by, like, margins.
This is all brand new information to me. Hold on, so... Okay, is that because when you're flying, you're changing time zones, but technically each time, no, that has nothing to do with it? Or kind of?
I think, no, not really, because time zones is just how we ration, like, us
sunlight.
Being around different
literally.
Parts of the world. I think it more has to do with you revolving on the Earth at a different rate.
Oh, okay, that adds up.
So, I don't know, but I also think about, like, when I was having this XY time-space realization, it made me think that, like, alright, so you know when you're, like, scrolling on YouTube Shorts and time, like, I don't know, is probably moving, like, really slow. You've fried your brain watching 100 and, like, I don't know, like, an hour's passed, but it's, like, the slowest hour of your life, right? And just, like, the way you experience it. Whereas sometimes, like, if I'm, like, really engaged with, like, a project, if I'm, like, doing something, like, I could burn an hour, like, super quick. But, I don't know. That's kind of how my brain justifies
that. Okay,
but
the way you're describing right now is almost your brain's interpretation of time, but the time itself is a static amount. It's just...
Supposedly. I don't know. That's the thing. That's Einstein's argument is there's not a fundamental time.
Hmm. Okay.
We're all essentially experience it, uniquely.
Okay. Number one, this is like the definition.
Even though we can measure it. Yeah.
This is the definition of an existential crisis. I feel like.
Well, I'm sorry.
But.
You don't think about, like, time a lot? Like,
time?
The concept of time?
No, but...
Man.
But, Sometimes, no, I don't. I
love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now I'm just curious because you're almost describing, like, time as a feeling, whereas time is a unit of measurement. And your space versus reality and how an individual experiences it is almost more like the, I don't even know the right word to describe this. It's like you're giving time two separate definitions, whereas yeah. it needs no, to have...
We have a way we can calculate it, right?
Yeah.
And like Mr. Grimes explained that in physics and how we calculate it. But he also said that he really doesn't understand time, which pissed me off in high school. But I understand what he means because I do think that time is like subjective and relative.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know how like there's like a slight difference between like weight and mass? They're very similar, and when you're growing up, like, K through 8, you're like, they're the same freaking thing, I don't get it. And then eventually, you get that, like, weight has to do with where you are and your amount of gravity, whereas mass is just the amount of space that you take up. You almost need to split time into two different things like that, where they're so close to the same thing, but one of them is this physical unit of measurement, and the other one is how you're interpreting, because... Like you said, like, somebody's gonna feel like they've had the longest day ever, but it's been the same amount of day, like, the same amount of day that everybody else has, but because they're interpreting it differently, they're, like, there's another word. We need like another word.
That's why I think, like, stress ages you more.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But, like,
stress lengthens your time. It's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, maybe lengthens your time. That's an interesting way of looking at it.
Yeah. Wow.
Fuck. I mean,
wow.
I had a thought
this is great.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the more aware you are of, like, space-time and, like, the change of time and space, the, like, I don't know, less it affects you, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
This is, like, the kind of conversations I'll have with the architect I work with.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we don't have
I'm
this.
I'm really excited to... talk to him after I saw that lecture. I was like, you know what, this is some juice.
No, we don't talk about that stuff. I don't even know what we talk about. Everybody's kids and how they're always sick.
yeah, we talk about the weather and like different religions. You know, a lot of times we'll talk about different religious cultures.
We talk a lot about how we were raised and how that affects how we see certain situations.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which I think is honest. It's always a very interesting conversation.
For sure.
Because it's like, oh, I see this because, like, I don't know. Like, I don't even know if I have a good example. But it's like somebody else, like, sees a situation differently. And you just kind of, like, get to understand how they think a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it totally stems from your parents. 100%.
A lot of it. Yeah, you're a product of your environment, for sure. Hell yeah.
But yeah.
Anything else you want to get out before we kind of wrap up? I imagine we're kind of nearing the wrap-up stage.
Probably.
Oh, no, I didn't hit record. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was kidding.
Crazy.
No way.
Shoot.
No.
All right, well. Let's do the intro.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
The podcast. This is Heather.
Hello, I've been Evan's... Ooh, here's something that came up the other day. I've known Evan for almost our entire life.
Yeah.
But how long have we actually been friends? Probably like 10 years.
One of the oldest adjacent person.
Exactly.
A friend for a good long time, too.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, we definitely...
There was a gap, but now,
for sure.
definitely...
We've had some great phases.
Great phases.
Yeah. All right, so for the people, when we talk about space-time and Einstein's theory of relativity...
Where the heck is Kate Middleton? The concept of Survivor.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What is it?
Tune in next week for an update. and a whole bunch of stuff in between.
A lot of stuff in between.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Of course. Enjoy listening.
For sure. Peace.
Differences.